Good morning. I'm glad to be here this morning. Nick was giving me trouble this morning because he says he's going to start calling me. What is it, Nick? Saturday night special? Saturday night sermon? Because I don't usually get my stuff in time for to get on all the communications that we have. And as I was back here thinking before I came up here, Liz Dunn, which some of you probably don't even know who Liz Dunn is. She goes, I know when you're preaching because there's no outline and it's just blank. So your bulletin's probably blank this morning because I'm preaching. So please follow along, take notes. You know, you've got questions, point them towards Nick or Scott or somebody like that that can answer those. But I am glad to be here. It is always a joy to be at Richland and be able to preach and be able to do this for a lot of years. But as I was preparing for this, and I'm going to be in Proverbs 3. So if you want to turn your Bibles to Proverbs 3 or turn your Bibles on to Proverbs 3, that's where I'm going to be at. But the word honor kept coming up and up. You know, that was a word that I just couldn't get out of my mind. And really, this time of year, we show a lot of honor to a lot of different people. Last week, we celebrated, it was last weekend? Yeah, Memorial Day, you know, where we honor those that we've lost, the ones that have gone before us, those the ones that have fought for our rights and our freedoms. We not that long before that, we celebrated Mother's Day. Of course, we always like to celebrate our mothers, right? We like to honor them for what they do and keep us all straight. And, you know, my wife does a pretty good job at that, keeping the four boys going. But also, we honor fathers in a couple weeks. And really, you know, we all know the father is the backbone of the family and keeps mom going, who keeps the kids going, right? No amens. Thank you for that. But, you know, we also, you know, my second son just graduated high school, so we honor our graduates for those great accomplishments that they do. And I, as I was preparing, actually just a few minutes ago, I looked up, you know, today's National Day, if you're interested, is National, June 2nd is International Volkswagen Bus Day. So we honor Volkswagen buses today. National Rotisserie Chicken Day. So I don't think Tammy fixed that for VBS. No.
I did have a chicken sandwich.
Okay, that's close enough. We'll take that for Rotisserie Chicken Day. National Bubba Day, which I have no idea really what that is. I didn't look these up. National Rocky Road Day. So, you know, I would probably vote for a couple of those to honor as we go through today and as we think about these words. But ultimately, we should honor God. He's the only one that is truly due all the honor that we have, and he should be the only one that we honor, and the only person that we respect. You know, if we're going to honor somebody, you know, it's that bestowing of that great honor, that celebrating who they are and what they've done for each and every one of us. Just like our mothers and our fathers and our graduates, those great accomplishments that they've had. God had the greatest accomplishment of all by sending his son to die on the cross for each and every one of us. So as we look at these words in Proverbs and we try to see those things that we can honor God for, keep that in your mind that we should honor God with everything that we have. So I'm going to start in chapter 1. I'm going to read the whole chapter and then I'll go back through. But Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1. My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commands. For they will bring you many days of full life and well-being. Never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and high regard in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Think about him in all your ways, and he will guide you on the right path. Don't consider yourself to be wise. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will be healing for your body and strengthening of your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first produce of your entire harvest. Then your barns will be completely filled and your vats will overflow with new wine. Do not despise the Lord's instructions, my son. Do not loathe his discipline, for the Lord disciplines the one he loves, just as a father the son he delights in. Happy is a man who finds wisdom and who acquires understanding, for she is more profitable than silver, and her revenue is better than gold. She is more precious than jewels. Nothing to desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left riches and honor. Her way are pleasant, and all her paths peaceful. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her, and those who hold on to her hold on to her are happy. The Lord founded the earth by wisdom and established the heavens by understanding. By his knowledge, the watery depths broke open, and the clouds dripped with dew. Maintain your competence and discretion, my son. Don't lose sight of them. They will be life for you and adornment for your neck. Then you will go safely on your way. Your foot will not stumble when you lie down. You will not be afraid. You will lie down and your sleep will be pleasant. Don't fear sudden danger or the ruin of the wicked when it comes for the Lord. When it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from a snare. When it is in your power, don't withhold good from the one to whom it is due. Don't say to your neighbors, go away, come back later, I'll give it tomorrow, when it is there with you. Don't plan any harm against your neighbors, for he trusts you and lives near you. Don't accuse anyone without cause when he has done you no harm. Don't envy a violent man or choose any of his ways, for the devious are detestable to the Lord, but he is a friend to the upright. The Lord's curse is on the household of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks those who mock, but gives grace to the humble. The wise will inherit honor, but he holds up fools to dishonor. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for today. We just thank you for the opportunity to gather and worship. And Lord, the time that we've already had with you, studying your words and family groups. And Lord, learning who you truly are. And Lord, learning about the gospel. And Lord, what it's all about. But Lord, ultimately, that we all needed it. And Lord, that we should praise you for that and realize that you sent your son, your one and only son, to do that for us. And Lord, as we look at these words, help us realize how important it is that we honor you with everything that we have. Lord, that there's nothing that we should hold back from you. And Lord, that we can do that with loving our neighbors and loving those around us and sharing the gospel with those that need to hear it. And Lord, I just pray if there's someone here today that you're working in their heart, Lord, that they would take that opportunity to come forward and make that decision. And Lord, just to follow you. And Lord, I just pray all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. So as we look at chapter 3 here, and as we think about honor, and yes, I'm going to cheat here a little bit, because as the breaks in the chapter in my Bible, I'm going to use those a little bit as points. I don't really have points. Kind of the main point is honor God. I mean, if there's anything else that if you don't get anything else out of this sermon, honor God. So kids, when your parents ask you what the sermon is about today, the answer is honor God. And that should satisfy them. Unless you're my kids, then I'm going to expect more. But honor God. And, you know, and the chapter break in my Bible to start off is trust the Lord. You know, if we want to honor God, then we need to show that we trust him. You know, we can't just give him lip service. We just can't come here on a Sunday morning and say, oh, you know, I love God and I sing songs to God, and then we leave this place, but we have no trust in him. We have no faith in who he is and that he is in control of all of it. And it tells us that, my son, in verse 1, my son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commands. It goes to our heart. If we truly want to honor somebody, we're going to give them our heart, and we're going to give them our all. I use Mother's Day and Father's Day, and you know, a lot of times, you know, yeah, mothers do get all the glory, and they deserve all the glory, and fathers get that ugly tie that they never wear. But no matter what, I hope that we honor both of them the same, because they both have that same responsibility in our lives as children to watch over us and teach us and to raise us. But all the more, God deserves more honor because he sent his only son to die for us. And then we need to understand that. And he's commanded us to live certain ways to make sure that our life is long and happy. And, you know, in the Bible talks here, and we look through chapter 3, and it talks about, like in verse 9, you know, the first fruits, so that our barns will be full, and our vats will overflow with new wine. We're going to get blessings from God. He shows that this is in his verses, but that's not why we do it. I don't praise God, I don't honor God because I'm going to get something from it. I honor it because I've already got the greatest thing in the world from him. That's salvation. And that's only by faith, and faith alone. And I'm not ending here, so don't think I am. But here, you know, once I get done, we'll have a time of invitation. And maybe you're here this morning and you've never made that connection that your blessings come from God because he loved you enough to send his son. Maybe you're here this morning and you give God lip service. You know, you get those, you know, as a father, I don't even know if I've got a Father's Day card. I'm sure I have. But, you know, it's second thought. Oh, happy Father's Day or your birthday. All right, we all like to get honored on our birthday. It's usually by noon. Oh, yeah, it's Dad's birthday today. Thanks for that, you know. But we don't want to be that kind of person when it comes to God. Do we wake up in the morning and praise him that we have a new day? Do we pray to him throughout the morning for those opportunities to share the gospel with people and realize that we have a job that we can work because he's put us in these places and put us in these opportunities? Do we thank him at lunchtime when we're eating food and that nourishment that we can take on when there's many people around the world that don't have that? Do we end our day with praise and thanksgiving, realizing that he's brought us through another day, and maybe it was a day full of troubles, like many are, but he was there right there with us through all of it and never left us? Do we thank him? Do we honor him? Or is it just something that we do every now and then? We don't want to give lip service to God. We want him to be the focus of everything that we do and everything that we have. He should be the most important thing. And trust the Lord. And you know, there again, following his commandments, you know, will bring your day full of life and well-being. Never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. You know, the Jews would you know, have those boxes on their head or, you know, on their body where they would remember Scripture. Hopefully they would remember Scripture. That would bring it to their mind. What are those things that we do to bring us back, you know, bring God to our mind? What do we do? What do we say? How do we act that helps us realize how faithful God has been to us? Then you will find favor and high regard inside of God and man. If we're remembering what he's done, his faithfulness will never leave us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. And think about him in all your ways, and he will guide you on the right path. When I text Scott my verses this morning, he asked me if I was going to use the whole chapter or just verse 5 and 6. And probably 5 and 6 probably tie the closest to honoring God. Goes back to trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, I have trust in my kids. I have trust in my wife. There's always something in the back of my mind. It's like, they're not going to do it the way I need it done. And I'll have to go back and redo it. Not necessarily my wife, but my kids mostly. My wife does most things 99% perfect. My kids, if we get to 50-50, we're doing good. But with God, we should never worry about that. Our trust should be full in him. If he asks us to do something, then we should say, yes, God, I'm glad to do that. I will go do that. But how often do we say, no, thank you, God. I'm not good at that. And there again, this is my testimony, because when I felt that call to preach and teach and just that fear. And God brought me through struggles in my life, and I made that promise, and I've said this before, God, if you get me out of this, I will never tell you no again. And he's asked me to do it. He's asked me to do this, and there's been times in my life where, God, this doesn't make sense. Why? Why me? I'm not the best speaker. I'm not the best studier of the Bible. I'm not the hardest worker at that. But he's asked me to do this. And I told him I wouldn't tell him no. And there's those times I feel like, God, I got to tell you no. I can't do this. I can't. And he says, no, you must. And I think we've all been in those situations. As new believers, we talked about this in the class. We have opportunities to grow in our ministries. We have opportunities to work inside the church, but sometimes we're too scared to. We know that God is calling us and directing us to do those things, but we're too scared to. We don't have that trust like we should. And if we don't have that trust, we're not truly honoring Him in everything that we do. You know, that's why it's important, too, that as believers and believers that are mature and believers that have done this a while, we encourage new believers to do things. Encourage them to teach a Sunday school class. Encourage them to help downstairs. Encourage them to be here for summer celebration. Encourage them to help with VBS. There's all these entry-level things that we can do as believers that gets us into it. And maybe once we get into it, we realize, oh yeah, I was right, this is not for me, but this over here might be for me. Maybe there's something over here that I can do that yeah, maybe I didn't quite realize where God was directing me, but it's over here. Then I'm going to go over here, I'm going to try it. I'm going to take that trust in God and that faith that I have in Him, that He is thinking about Him. I think about Him in all His ways. He will guide you on the right path. God will never take you down the wrong path. You will take yourself down the wrong path. But God will never take you down the wrong path. We get tied up in, oh, well, I can't talk, I can't speak, I can't teach, I can't do all this stuff, or I'm too old, or I'm too young, or you know, I'm too busy. But if God's calling you to do it, He will provide for you. He will make that time. He will make sure that the things that He's called you to do, that you are going to do it. He's not going to send somebody off to fail. Because why? Because it's all about His ministry right now. You know, if He's called me to do something, it's because He wants me to share the gospel. He wants me to live out the gospel. He wants me to whatever for Him. It's not about me. It's not about the honor that I might get. You know, when we start putting honor on ourselves, it falls over into pride. We start boasting about ourselves, we lose sight of it's about God. You know, I wake up in the morning and, you know, get ready for work and look in the mirror, and I try to do this when my wife's there. Man, I look good. I look at her and I say, do you agree? No response. Because it's not about how good I look or what I can do or what I can't do. It's about what God can do through me. You know, yes, we should encourage people, but also at the same time, if we start seeing that hint of, we maybe need to knock you down a couple notches because you're kind of getting above God. You're putting yourself above God's needs and God's wants and God's desires. You need to kind of ratchet it back a little bit. God is calling you to make it all about Him and not about yourself. Don't consider yourself to be wise. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will be healing for your body and strengthening for your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first produce of your entire harvest. We, you know, the Israelites and the people of this time would have understood these verses because they were an agricultural community. Sometimes we might lose sight of that. And this time of the year, it's easier to think about is if you have a garden and maybe you're starting to get stuff out of that garden right now. Those first fruits. You know, we've waited for so long and to taste that the tomato or that radish or potatoes or whatever, lettuce, whatever you're getting out of your garden right now. We've waited so long. But God says here, honor me with those first. And if you do, the barns will be completely filled. We lose sight of that. So what is our first fruits? It's our income. It's our time. It's our talents. God has given us all that. And we honor with Him those. And being first in our mind that we use those to honor Him. Not the other way around. Well, I'm going to set this aside and do this for me, and then I will give this to God. No, this goes to God first. Then I'll do whatever he allows me to do with the rest. And notice I say, do with what I want to do with the rest. I'll do with the rest what he allows me to do. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about God. And then I'm going to kind of skip to the end of this chapter, because I think part of honoring God, and probably a big part of honoring God too, is treat others fairly. There again, I cheated. I didn't come up with that. That's the break here in the chapter in my Bible. Treat others fairly. When it is, verse 27, when it is in your power, don't withhold good from the one to whom it is due. Don't say to your neighbor, go away, come back later, I'll give it tomorrow. When it is there with you. How often do we do that? How often do we withhold? How often do we get that phone call from somebody and say, hey, I need a little help, and our first thoughts are, I'm too busy. I have other things that I need to do. I have things that I need to go and do first, and then I'll go help you. Or I do this with my kids. Is there any M&Ms left? Nope. When there is, I just know where they're at sometimes. But it's no different. I'm withholding good to one whom it is due. I do that with God. We've already talked about that. But if we want to honor him, then we want to do the same with human beings. Because why? Because we're all his creation. And when I honor human beings, and when I honor people and give them that good that I have and share with them and go and help them, I have those opportunities to share the gospel. I'm living out the gospel. I'm showing love to them through with what I have. Don't plan harm against your neighbor, for he trusts you and lives near you. He trusts you. You know, your neighbor thinks that you're a pretty good guy until you do something against him. And when we do something against somebody and we harm them, we lose that opportunity to share with them. We lose that opportunity to love on them the way God wants us to. Because if we don't know for sure what our neighbor is, if they're a believer or not, then we need every opportunity that we have to share with them. And we don't want to do something that would hinder that. We don't want to be that kind of neighbor that says, stay off my lawn. We want to be that kind of neighbor that says, come in and spend some time with us. When we honor them, we're honoring God. Don't envy a violent man or choose any of his ways, for the devious are detestable to the Lord. The Lord's curse is on the household of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. As I was studying and thinking about this, and really this falls in that category of celebrities for me. Maybe it does you. Maybe it's a different category, but you know, I thought of celebrities. We're envious of what they have. We're envious of what they have and what they can do and the power they think they hold. And we want that. But on the same hand, we know what they've done to get it. Especially with some celebrities, we know their history. Yet we still want what they have. And it says here, the devious are detestable to the Lord. But he's a friend to the upright. We might never be a celebrity. Our name never, you know, will be show up in a history book anywhere. But all that's okay as long as we're upright in the eyes of the Lord. That we're blessed. In verse 33, but he blesses the home of the righteous. Don't look to those people that are causing problems. Don't look to those people as examples. Look to those that are living their life for God. Look to those that are living their life to honor God. He mocks those who mock, but gives grace to the humble. The wise will inherit honor, but he holds up fools for dishonor. If we follow his ways, if we keep his teaching, if we hold him close to us and honor him on a daily basis, that will make us wise. And those, in those verses I kind of skipped over, but that will make us wise, and we will inherit honor because of it. Honor from Him. Because one day we all will stand in front of God. One day we all will stand in front of that judgment seat and be asked, what did you do with your time here? If you are a believer and are covered with that blood of Jesus that died on the cross, He's going to see that. He's going to see Jesus and He's going to say, well done. I guess I should back up. We won't be judged, but He's still going to say, what did you do with your time? I have here that you withheld the M&Ms from your kids. Why'd you do that? And I say that lighthearted. I hope I won't get asked that question when I see God. But He'll ask me, why didn't you share the gospel with others? You know, and this is really a sermon that as I got more and more into it, it's probably a sermon that it's for me. It's probably none of you. I'm just up here talking to myself today because I need to hear this. Do I honor God enough? Do I do the things that honor Him and show others that I honor Him? Because one day He will ask us about those things. I'm reassured that I'm covered with the blood of Jesus, but I still need to work and honor Him and share the gospel with those around us. Love on those that need to be loved, whatever it amounts to. Maybe you're here today and you've never made that decision. Maybe you said, I don't need that. You know, it's great that we're going to have three people come today and be baptized, and they're honoring God in a small way here. And Nick will go through all this, or Scott, whoever's baptizing them today. This isn't going to save them. They've already been saved. But they're showing to us that they've accepted Christ as their believer. They're honoring God in doing this in front of you all. Just that small thing. And maybe you're here today and you say, I don't need God. I don't need to honor God. I don't need any of this. I'm just here because somebody invited me. I'm just here because I heard there was free coffee. Whatever. I don't need to do what you're talking about. That's your decision. But I'm telling you, you need God in your life. You need to show Him honor because everything that you have is because of Him. Most importantly, that eternal life that we so dearly want, that we want to spend eternity with Him in heaven, is only offered one way, and that's through faith in Christ and Christ alone. So as we come to this time, and Nick will come forward here in a second and talk more about the invitation, think about that. Maybe you need prayer this morning. Maybe you just need to ask more questions. Maybe I've stirred something up inside of you, and I pray to God that I did, that you just wonder why. Maybe you had that question, why, or how does this work? Come and ask those questions. Nick will be up here. I'll be on the other side. But ask those questions. There's other pastors here. There's deacons. Don't leave here wondering, why am I not honoring God? Maybe you're here today and you know you're not honoring God, and you need to come and pray and ask for that forgiveness and turn that around and go and try to honor Him on a daily basis. Come and pray. I'll pray with you. Nick will pray with you. Others will pray with you. But don't leave here wondering. Leave here honoring. Leave here praising that God is your God and He sent your Son. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank You for today. We thank You for Your Son, Lord, Your only Son. How hard that must have been to send Him as that payment for our sins. Lord, that we've done the guilty. We are the guilty. We've done the sin, but Lord, You've paid the payment with Your Son. And Lord, that we should live a life that honors You every day because of it. It's not something that I just come here on Sunday and I sing praise songs to You and then Monday I forget all about it. No, every day I should praise You because I wouldn't have what I have. I wouldn't have the abilities that I had, the job, the talents, the family that I have, if it wasn't because of you. You are my strength. You are the reason that I do what I do. I try to follow your ways. And Lord, I pray that we all try to follow your ways. Maybe we haven't done that, and starting today that we would do that. But Lord, to honor you, because you are a great and mighty God, and love us so much that you would send Jesus to die on the cross. And the only thing that we have to do is have faith that he died for our sins. And not that he died, but also he came out of that grave 3 days later and overcame death so that we'd have that opportunity to spend eternity with you. I thank you for that. And Lord, I just pray all these things in his name. Amen.